Chapter 3. The Discovery. What interested me most was the structure of the human body and what it is that gives us life. I decided to concentrate on these two areas of study. I felt I had to learn about death as well as life, and spent many days and nights studying what happened to a body after death. Suddenly, in the middle of all this darkness, I saw the light. I discovered the secret of life. It was so simple that I was amazed that it had not been discovered before. "What is the secret of life?" interrupted Walton. "Please tell me." For the first time, Frankenstein broke off and a shadow crossed his face. "Wait," he said. "I cannot tell you. Listen, and you will understand why." I was, of course, delighted by my discovery. The secret of creation was now within my grasp, but I hesitated for a long time, wondering how I should use it. I had the power to give life to a body, but how was I going to make this body, with its muscles and veins and so on? This would be unbelievably difficult, but I had no doubt that in the end I would succeed. So I began to work on the creation of a human being. I imagined it would be difficult to work with small pieces, so I decided to make the creature gigantic, about 2.5 meters tall. I spent several months collecting the materials that I needed, and then I set to work. It is hard to describe the feelings that I had at that time. I was full of enthusiasm. I wanted to create many good, happy creatures who would thank me for giving them life. How naive and innocent I was. I failed many times, but I never gave up. I worked all day and I often worked all night. My workshop was a single room at the top of the house where I was staying. Using the bones of dead bodies that I had collected from various places, I tried to recreate the human form. There was a beautiful summer that year, but I did not see it. I forgot about my family and friends. I received letters from my father, but he never once criticized me for not writing. He simply asked what I was doing. I knew deep down inside that he would not approve of my work, but it did not stop me. Another 18 months passed, and I had nearly finished my work. I was excited, but I was also anxious. Every night I had bad dreams and I became very nervous. Only my energy for my work kept me going.